Tell Me a Story is a program from the Midwest Genealogy Center dedicated to preserving the stories of people, places, and communities. This recording was made possible in partnership with the Friends of Inglewood Theater to document memories of Independence, Missouri's historic Inglewood Theater and Ben Franklin Store. We hope you enjoy the following story and consider using the Tell Me a Story program to preserve your voice and story for future generations.
My name is Jennifer Clark, and I am interviewing Dina Antle at the Inglewood Arts Center in Independence, Missouri, as part of the Midwest Genealogy Center's Community Archiving Day. The date is May 17th, 2025. So Dina, tell us a little bit about your story about the Inglewood area.
Well, I didn't come into this area as a child, I mainly as an adult. And my first experience with it is the Inglewood Theater. And I was drawn to it because I like Art Deco, and the movie theater's architecture is that of Art Deco. I also like the movies, and I like that big screen. And, you know, it used to be a big deal to go to the movies. That was a type of entertainment that was a great big deal. So there was a curtain that opened up, just like if you were going to a drama theater, you know, instead it was the movies, and the curtain would open up, and it was an event type thing. And it made it help make it feel like that. And you were anticipating your movie. Movies are an art form, and it's a way to tell a story. And so you are anticipating that story. I think movie theaters and lots of other places used to be really grand and glitter. The movie stars were grand and glitter. But this movie theater was an Art Deco, which is not a lot of big grand stuff, but I just like that architecture. And so that was one of the things that drew me. But inside, you still kind of got that idea that things, a story was coming when that curtain opened up and you had that great big movie theater screen. And you sat in your seat, and I don't remember if those were velvet covered or not. I don't remember, or was like a velvet material, but you just kind of got kind of cozy in your seat, and you got to watch your movie with your friends, and then when it was done, you know, you left. You had the concession. Things were a little more simpler then. I mean, you had popcorn and soda, and maybe your jujus and your mints, you know, your chocolate mints in the box. But, you know, today it's more tech, and it's more different kinds of concessions. And I think you can even get an alcohol drink now in some movie theaters. But this was just a simpler time, and you just went to enjoy that story. You didn't need all that other stuff. You went because you wanted to go hear a story, and you wanted to see it on that big screen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have a specific memory of, like, a specific movie that you went?
No, I don't have any at this point. No. As an adult, I still like the old movies. I still like some of the black and white movies. And I think this movie theater had just had been closed, and we had just been renewed and come back to life. And they had put up the posters, the old posters, outside, and they had a list of when the movies were going to play and what day and stuff. And so I just like going back to that older sense of venue and seeing an old movie on the screen, like in black and white. Yeah, it was just that whole idea of just going back in time for when that was. It was a grand event.
So speaking of that, what would you like to see happen to the theater now?
I like to see that theater remain in Art Deco architecture. I like to see it keep the big screen and the curtain to give people back that sense of what it was like to go to the movies back in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, even the 70s, before the tech got big. And I like also to see where they can have if the screen can be moved and go up, then that will lend I don't know how much room is there on that stage, but maybe to have actual theater on that stage or to have bands come and play there. I think I heard someone tell me once that they used to do some country shows there. So I'd like to see it used for that as well. And also open it up to things like, the Mid-Continent Library has, and I haven't been there yet, they have a story center where people can come and maybe they can have book readings, they can have a mic night, they can do poetry night, people can actually, writers come and get on stage and maybe give a little bit about their writing. I know other, like Unity Village downtown, they have people come, authors come and tell, and you can find out about their story or their book. Maybe we can use the theater also for things like that, where bookstores can use it for, let's meet the author, and they can share about their book. I think that would be just a great place. It's all about the story. So there's many art forms for stories, and that's one of them.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with me?
No, I think that's it. Thank you.
All right.